Hello there, and welcome back to the Rolling in the Deep podcast. I am Adele, the owner of Babies on Broadway. I am here with my main gal, Summer, as usual. And today, our topic on the podcast is going to be community over business. We are talking about supporting other business owners in business and just how important that is always, I guess, and specifically right now in the world. There's been just a lot of harshness in retail. We've seen a lot of, you know, great business friends closing their doors. We've seen businesses open new adventures, even that might be somewhat like similar to what you're doing, and just how you can embrace that and still create a community and not, you know, drag others down in the process. So that is kind of our pod subject today. So we thought it would be a good time to bring it up. Recently in the area, there's another store that they have been killing it in business in the like women's clothing and
home
decor. It's a WR Home Company right in downtown St. Joe. An absolutely adorable store. I know the owners and we have connections. That way we actually, these women are so badass. They bought a couple of their own brands actually in the industry that we are in. So we carry their brands. We sell their brands. Macy May Dollhouse, which is absolutely beautiful.
Beautiful.
Dollhouse furniture, like
top quality.
Yeah. And just like
adorable.
Bougie.
Bouge.
Yeah, yes. It's just so fun. It looks like a tiny actual house instead of like furniture that you look at it and it's like, oh, that's just like dollhouse furniture. You're like, this looks like a real home.
It does. We actually had an Instagram post of one of these houses that truly some people mistaken for like an open house because the post looked, she set it up so it was like open house.
Yeah.
Well, and then
it was a dollhouse.
It was a dollhouse, not a real house.
It took people time to figure it out.
It absolutely did. It got me at first. I was like, who's selling their house? And you're like, oh shit, that's Macy May.
Yeah, 100%.
It was so cute, but that's how awesome it is.
Yeah, and then Fawn and Foster is the other one, also a great brand. Started off as, I don't think they were necessarily nonprofit, but kind of like a give back business where a piece of their profits went to children in foster care. And so it has like knotted gowns and like your muslin blankets and swaddles, things like that. And so they recently, in order to embrace those products that of the brands that they own, decided to open a division called WR Littles. And so when they were announcing this, there was just a lot of questions like coming our way, including even from my staff, where they were like, you know, oh no, like this is competition. And
absolutely.
I mean, yeah, it is, right? But competition is healthy in any business. When you become the only, first of all, like sometimes you forget that you need to strive to do better and do what you're best at. That's one piece of it. But the other piece of it is that in this particular situation, they certainly did reach out to us ahead of time and let us know what their intentions were and actually wanted to embrace doing a community with us. So their vision for what their business was going to look like. And in terms of product and stuff, it's more complementary than it is, you know, competition, and wanting to create that environment that was very similar to our business vision too, where we're educating parents and giving them a space and all of those things is what they were looking to create too. And so I think it's really more of like a partnership growing forward. But when other people see that, the first thing is like, oh no, like how could that happen? Mm-hmm. You know, you've been, you know, at their store at different events and doing this, but right. The reality is there's room for all sorts at the table.
There was a lot of, oh my gosh, what does Adele think of this?
Yeah, there was. Yeah. Lots of questions. And again, even from my own staff, I had to put out, you know, just a note to people, just reminding them that the deal is this, like this is to be looked at in a positive light. And like, we are there to support them in business and hope that they grow and succeed and that we can, you know, can be a good partner with them in business and do events together and show support for one another. No one wants to see, you know, a business close down and, you know,
and retail is so tough.
It's so tough. And growth is growth, you know, and when things bring you in a certain direction that makes sense for you in your business, then that's what you do.
It is.
You know, so it's just, that's part of it. And I think it's important that we support each other on those adventures. Now, if you're listening to this and you may know, we did have an incident where we're going to say that there was a reverse, but it was truly potentially, I don't think with any fault of my own at this, where I did have a business that we weren't greatly in support of just because it was started, you know, by a previous staff member while working for me, willfully accepting a paycheck and then subsequently selling the exact same products online while still working for me. Right. Different situation, more business over community, where you are truly actually competing with your own employer while you're taking a paycheck from them. Completely unacceptable. Can't support that.
Nonsensical.
Yeah. So that is a different situation. And I think that maybe some of my existing staff got the wrong idea just because, yes, I clearly don't support that mission.
Right.
So that when this came out, they were like, oh no, not another competitor business, but so different situation.
So different. Handled so much differently.
Yes, yes, yes. Like, I mean, and had the previous employee absolutely, you know, quit the position and decided to go open her own business from scratch, that is also would be a different situation.
And been forthright about a lot of the duplication that she was going to have in her store as art.
And maybe not even that. Like, if you just cut off the ties, though. Before you do that,
well, that
you
would
can't
be nice.
Keep taking a paycheck from someone. Like, I'm paying you and you're selling against me. Like, it's actually
it's
illegal.
Odd.
If you're listening to this and you think that someone has to have a non-compete with you, and I'm not a lawyer, so I'm going to preface that with this. There is something in Minnesota called duty of loyalty. And essentially, like, it specifically states that you cannot take a paycheck from your employer and directly compete against their business. Like, that's naughty. So, you know, I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, I think that the wrong message then was maybe perceived by some people that I wanted no competition. And that's not the case at all. You know, we have several good business friends that are in the area. I mean, and even look at the stores in the cities. Like, we love Baby Grand. You know, like, they're pretty much a very similar store to ours, and we cross-reference business all the time. Like, there's room for everybody at the table. There's very few baby stores. You know, we're all here to provide a service, and there's lots of babies.
Lots.
Yeah, and lots of mamas to help. So there's plenty of room.
There is.
For everybody at the table. So that's that. Okay, so we were just going to talk about that a little bit today and just like why that's an important mission. And I think it goes to like not even just in your same territory of business, but just reminding people out there has the holidays approach that you need to support other existing businesses to like, you know, your locally owned and operated businesses, find ways of using them. We currently are doing $25 gift cards right now. We're doing Copper Pony. We'll be switching it up, you know, through different ones. But every week we give one of our employees, like it's kind of the employee of the week. We call it the Sigma of the week because we think it's funny because that's a word that like,
Our children
is it
are
Gen
using
Alpha? Did we decide?
Gen makes Alpha, this?
Yeah.
Middle school age
children use these words that make no sense to us. So we decided to pick one. And our Sigma of the week is, you know, every week we give that out at our staff meetings and they get a gift card to one of our other businesses that that we love to support. Mm-hmm. So when you are coming up with maybe ideas, if you have Secret Santas out there, or if you've got maybe like a teacher that you want to gift something or
coaches
or whatever it is, you know, think of your local businesses. I know it's so easy to pop online.
Or to run to Walgreens.
Yeah,
and
or
grab,
whatever. Yeah.
You know, a gift card from the many plethoras
of gift cards
large
that
box
exist.
Stores. Yes.
Yeah. But just keep in mind that we are seeing so many businesses that people really do like and they're sad when they're closed, but like you have to remember to support them while they're open.
You do.
So
or they're going to not make it.
Yeah. And then you'll be just really sad because all you have is online and you can't ever see, touch, feel. It becomes a pain to return. Mm. So just keep those in mind as the holiday seasons come out and you can do things that support your local businesses as that time comes. So we kind of wanted to just like bring that out and address that a little bit and remind people that there's something that business owners, it's a tough thing to own a business. And
needless to say,
you know, I think until you do it, you don't really fully understand like the ins and the outs of it. And so as fellow business owners, you get what others are going through. And it's important that we, you know, have a community that we can bounce ideas off each other, collaborate with one another, continue to support and help people grow. And I think that's just the right thing to do for communities to continue the growth.
It is.
And again, I think competition is healthy for people because you get complacent. So a little competition gets you into that drive to like, what can I do better? What things can I do different?
Yes.
How can I motivate myself? How can I motivate my staff to be the best versions of their self so that we're giving everybody the service that we are known for and, you know, things like that as well. So that was our little business segment today, is, you know, supporting other businesses, collaborating with them, you know, doing things that keep them turning as well, putting dollars back into the community, especially as the holiday seasons come up. So remember your local stores and tune in next time. Check us out on all of our, you know, Instagram, Facebook, all of the things, Apple, Spotify. Yeah. We're on all the channels, and we will see you guys next time.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.